Welcome to Naylor's Nattering, musings on evidence-based teaching and professional learning. Follow us on Twitter at PNA1977.
To episode 2 taster for Naylor's Natter. Just like to start by saying thank you to everybody that listened to the first taster episode. I was overwhelmed by the number of people that have taken the time to listen to that, so a thank you to everybody for that. By this point, I had hoped to have actually got a guest to record an interview. However, we are dealing with busy teachers who have got other priorities than spending time recording a podcast with me. So the two guests that we had initially lined up, so Mr. Simon Cox, the director of Blackpool Research School, and Mr. John Collier, who is expert advisor for the Teacher Development Trust, are lined up to come in and are going to do interviews with us next week. So I just thought I'd give you a little bit of an introduction to the thinking behind the questions for the podcast. So I've taken a little bit of time to formulate these, having listened to various other podcasts. I did try to think, what kind of gimmick could we have, or what kind of line of question could we have for Naylor's Natter? But at the moment, I'm keeping it pretty straight down the line and focusing in on one particular piece of research that has affected or influenced the member of staff, the teacher that we are interviewing. So here we go with the list of questions. Feedback to these would be very welcome, and suggestions for any gimmicky questions or any particular USP, if you like, that we could have for this podcast. If you want to put the comments onto Twitter, and I'll definitely take those on board with interviews with Simon and John next week. So the first question is a general kind of introduction, a bit of a tell me about you, the journey to this point, your current role. Just a general way in to find a bit more about the person that I'm interviewing. Especially with researcher in mind, researcher at Blackpool on the 23rd of March, because the people that were interviewing initially were presenters there, so it's nice to find out about their journey, their background, their responsibilities, and what kind of things they'll be talking about on the day. The second question, I go to talk about the big focus for this podcast is to discuss with our listeners the one piece of research that has most influenced you. So I ask them quite straightforwardly, what is that piece of research? And I'll follow that up with, when did you read it? And a sort of contextual, well, why did you read it? Was it a particular need? Was this something that you had on a CPD course? Is it something you're doing as wider professional development for yourself, either through further professional qualifications, masters, MPQs, that kind of thing? And then I've asked them to follow up again. Can you remember where you read it? So the reason for that is, at what stage of your career were you in when you started to first engage with research? Is this quite a new thing? I know that obviously with the emergence of research schools and evidence-based teaching, lots more teachers are engaging with that, but some people go back a lot further with this. Some people are a lot more steeped in that. So can you remember where you read it, why you read it, and when you read it? And then following those discussions, we're going to have some follow-up with how have you actually used that research with your pupils, your students in your classroom. And we're going to ask them again, what would be the impact of that? So has this changed your professional delivery in the classroom? Has this changed the results of your students? Could you attribute that to the change in your kind of day-to-day practice? What has been the impact of that on you? And for people that we're discussing with that have a leadership responsibility, I'm going to ask them about how they've been implemented, how they use that in their school, how have they shared that wider. And that leads me into the next question, which is, how have you shared this research? What kind of platforms are you used for that? Are you responsible for any kind of CPD for staff in school? Do you share this wider on social media? Are you share this wider as a speaker at conferences? Obviously, the people that we're interviewing are going to be speaking at conferences, but in at least two or three of the cases, this is the first outing as a presenter at a conference. So how have they shared that with other people before they get onto that stage? And then the last question before we maybe go into some slightly more, as I described at the beginning, gimmicky questions. Why should our listeners be interested in that? Why should our listeners read that piece of research? And then, having followed up with that, then I am going to ask them what their role is going to be at Blackpool Research Ed and what their talk's going to be about. As we have such a wide variety of presenters and topics at Research Ed, I thought it would be nice for listeners to Neil as Natter to get a kind of impression of what kind of things people were talking about. And this is particularly for classroom teachers, where this is the first time that they've had the opportunity to present, but people might be, unless they're from the area, a little bit less familiar with what kind of things they're talking about. So giving them that opportunity to say what they'll be talking about, and hopefully people who are coming to Research Ed will listen to the podcast and possibly go along and listen to these teachers in their first outing at this kind of event. So that's my thinking for what we're going to be looking at on Neil as Natter. I have been assured that Mr. Simon Cox can accommodate me next week, and John Collier's boiler will be fixed by next week, so we'll be able to get him in as well. And then on follow-ups, I have got dates in with both Jess Walmsley and Ben Gordon, so hopefully they'll be coming up soon. So we've got lots to look forward to. Like I said, thanks to each and every one of you who've taken the time to listen to this. Any feedback in terms of what kind of questions you would like to ask or what kind of topics you'd like to find about would be more than welcome. If you just post any comments onto Twitter. Excitingly, this podcast is now available on Spotify and iTunes, so quite high profile indeed. So if you're on a New Year's health kick or New Year's fitness kick, as I'm trying to do, you can listen to this while you're running, cycling, weight training, whatever it is, but it's available on all sorts of different platforms. So again, thank you to everybody that's listened to that. Okay, so next week we will see episode 1 with Simon Cox. Look forward to you joining us then.